This is a story that the Lord told us. It's about a man who invites a lot of people to a great supper. And then some of the people make excuses why they don't want to come. And other people come instead. So you can listen and hear who doesn't come and who does come to the great supper. And he said to him, a certain man made a great supper and invited many. And he sent his servant at the hour of the supper to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are already prepared. And they all as one began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, I have bought a field, and I have the necessity to go and see it. I beseech thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to test them. Have me excused. And another said, I have married a woman, and therefore I cannot come. And that servant, having returned, reported these things to his lord. Then the lord of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor, and the maimed, and the lame, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and there is still room. And the Lord said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and constrain them to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I say to you, that none of those men who were invited shall taste of my supper. So in this story, who do you think the Lord means by the man who invited many people to his great supper? Who do you think that really means? Who do you think that is? Yes? It's the Lord, because he invites us. And what is the great supper that he wants all of us to come to? Yes, the Holy Supper. And what else does the Lord want everybody to come to? Heaven, that's right. And in heaven, does the Lord feed us with lots of good things? Yes, he does. Lots of good things. But surprisingly, in this story, there were people who said, I don't want to come. And they were making excuses why they wouldn't come. So here's a picture of a man. He's holding a map and he's looking at the land. Do you remember what this man said? I have bought a field and I need to go see my field. So that's why I can't come. Please, please excuse me. Remember what another man said? He said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. You see the yoke on their necks? And they're going to use those oxen to pull wagons and plows. I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. So please excuse me from coming to your feast. Does that seem like a good reason not to come to the man's feast? He could test his oxen another day, couldn't he? And the third man didn't even ask to be excused. He just said, I have married a woman and therefore I can't come. Now that doesn't seem like a very good excuse either, does it? So then the Lord sent his servant out, and who did they invite in instead of these people who would not come? Do you remember? Yes? The poor and the blind. And who else? Do you remember? Let's see. Here's some pictures. Here are some poor children. You can see they're holding out their cups. And they're really hoping that someone will give them some milk because they're very hungry. Can you imagine if you were really poor like these children and a man invited you to a great feast, how happy you would be? That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? You would really have some good things to eat. Or there's this poor woman. Somehow she has lost her hands. And this is the kind of person that the servant went out and invited and said, come to the feast. It's interesting to think that when she got to the feast, he would probably ask someone to help her eat because she couldn't eat by herself, could she? And then here's another kind of person that the servant was supposed to invite. Can you see that these young men playing soccer are playing soccer on crutches and canes because what? Because what, yes? That's right, they only have one leg. And these are some more people. They are the lame people that the Lord invited to his feast. And finally, here is the last kind of people, it says. These people with the white canes here, they are blind. And that, so they can't see where they're going, so instead they tap along with this cane in front of them wherever they go to feel the ground, make sure they don't trip over something or fall down. And I guess this lady is helping them. So these are the kind of people that wanted to come to the great feast. So now the question is, which kind of people are we going to be? Are we going to be people like this man who couldn't come because he wanted to see his land, or the man who wanted to test out his oxen, or the man who married a wife and said, no, I can't come, I've married a woman? Are we going to be that kind of person when the Lord calls us to come to heaven? Or are we going to be more like these poor children who say, yeah, like, yes, please, thank you, I'm coming as quickly as I can? Well, you know what? We can practice while we're living in this world, listening for the Lord's call and coming as soon as he calls us. Because, for example, your parents call you sometimes, don't they? Like, they might say, supper, and then you have the choice. Am I going to jump up and come to supper? Or am I going to sit there and play with my game for a while, or read my book, or finish my homework, or yawn, or something, and your mama has to call again and again before you come to your supper? And meanwhile, the supper is getting cold and your mama's getting sad. So we have a choice. We can say, yes, when mama calls, I'm going to get right up, and maybe I'll even bring my book and say to her, can I finish this chapter first and see what she says? And if she says, no, we really need to eat supper now while it's hot, then I'll say, okay, and wash my hands. We can be quick when our parents call. Or suppose your parents say, I need some help mowing the lawn or raking leaves or setting the table or washing the windows or something like that. And you can say to yourself, well, I think I'll make an excuse instead of why I can't help today. Or you can say, just think of all the nice things my parents do for me, all the wonderful food they give me, the clothes I have on, this nice house where I live, and they love me and they teach me the stories of the Word. I want so glad I can help them too and come quickly when they call. When we do that, we are keeping the Lord's commandment that says, honor thy father and thy mother. And we're practicing listening for when the Lord calls us to his great feast so we can jump up and come right away when he calls. Amen.